Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And today we're going to be talking about superstition. For example, in Russia, bird poo on your car will bring riches.
I adore that so much.
I have so many robins that park themselves in a tree over my car. Mm-hmm. I have yet to get riches. I can't decide if that's because I'm not Russian or because it's just a superstition.
Maybe you were going to get fired and you didn't, hence riches.
Oh, except I work at home.
True.
And no one gives me any money.
All right, so
I'm having a little trouble finding an upside.
Right.
Well, today we're going to explore a whole bunch of everything you never knew you wanted to know about superstition. So what are we going to talk about first, Amy?
I love to whistle. And the one that caught my eye then was whistling indoors invites evil.
Ooh.
I have invited so much evil. I whistle long and loud. I try to tell people around me if I'm whistling and don't realize it, it's okay to ask me to stop.
My father-in-law whistles whole concertos and things like that. And
I feel like he and I should get together and do a whistle duet.
And he's in tune and it's quite lovely. And it's the only way you can find him in a large grocery store. Like if you're in Fred Meyer, you just stop and you're like, oh, wait. I hear him, and then you just go find him. It's like echolocation. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, he is also summoning many demons, according to Lithuanian tradition, the superstition in Lithuania. And I poked around. I thought, well, let's find some of the background on this. And so I thought I'd do a little poking, and I found a whole lot about whistling. In many countries, it's thought to attract bad luck and evil spirits. In the UK, there is a superstitious belief in the seven whistlers. So that is seven mysterious birds or spirits who call out or foretell death or great calamity. In the 19th century, large groups of coal miners would refuse to go to work if they heard somebody whistling in the mine. They would not come to work the next day. They'd leave, they'd be out. Then they'd resume work the following day, but they did not want to be the ones that the calamity came down upon. They are mentioned in literature, and they're not, I'd never heard of them, and that's
not
important.
Yeah, me neither. I was like, wow, whistling birds.
Yeah.
Watch out.
For miners, especially. In Russian and Slavic cultures, they are believed to bring poverty. Whistling on board a sailing ship, though, is thought to bring strength and strengthen your winds. It's increasing your sailing power there. So that's a good one. In the theater, that is a very taboo, whistling, because the history behind this is fun. You used to get the guys that do the rigging and the lights were also the guys on the sailing ships. And they could climb like monkeys easily, and they, when everything was manual, there's not a computer back there where
right.
Raise the prop at 7:04. You would whistle and there would be whistle cues back and forth because you needed to, okay, it's time. And so the whistle cue, if it was given improperly or at a bad timing, you could drop a prop and kill someone or hurt someone or have a, you know, you mess up the whole production. So don't whistle in the theater, folks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, would you, as an audience member, be able to hear them whistling back and forth, or would it be just so subtle that you wouldn't even notice it?
Bad luck and bad form if the audience can hear you whistling. In theory, it was supposed to be
subtle.
Quiet. Yeah. Somebody else in the wings who is maybe watching the stage can give the cue for the guy up on the catwalk to drop the floral arrangement or whatever the thing was.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think probably one of the ways, so we're gonna talk about something else here. One of the ways that you'd keep from one of those bad things happening is knocking on wood.
Yes.
So,
I did it today.
Yes. So say everything's going great and I say, oh man, you know, we're going to have such a great trip and nothing's going to go wrong.
The health room's been quiet
today. Yep. Knock on wood. And what's funny is that's kind of a uniquely American thing, the knocking part. A lot of places like Australia and Britain, they say touch wood.
Really?
And there's some thought, nobody really knows where it came from, but there's some thought that in German folklore, supernatural beings lived in trees. And there's a lot of that kind of idea, Europe sort of area. And so you would touch the wood, the tree, as a sign of respect and to invoke protection.
Ah, telling the tree spirits, we're bros, right, dude?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Please don't let something bad happen to me. And we somehow mutated it into knocking. In other places, history.com was talking about Italians, and they say touch iron.
Oh.
And then Turkish people, it was saying, often pull one earlobe and knock on wood twice to avoid a jinx. So maybe that's where we got it. It came from Turkey.
Yeah.
We had floriography coming from that part of the world and knocking on
good
wood.
Good things.
Let's see. What's other stuff from around the world?
Shoes on the table. We both had this one.
Oh, yes, we did.
It's bad luck because in the olden days, they would put, that's not a very specific time period.
Oh, ye olden days. And that's spelled with that E on the end of old.
Yes. Shoes would be placed on the table when someone was lost, someone had died. And so now that carries the idea that it's bad luck.
Yeah, my mom is a big one on that one. I've put brand new shoes in the box on the table and she's completely freaked out.
I'd never heard of that one before.
Well, I hadn't either. And she practically knocked the box off the table in her haste to get it off. And then it came up over and over again. There's some other items that you're not supposed to put on the table.
Really?
Umbrellas.
Those are supposed to stay by the front door closed, right?
Yes. And you don't open those inside. Oh, and the umbrella thing.
Yeah.
Complete left turn. The whole not opening it inside. Apparently, early umbrellas were really spring loaded and made out of steel. Oh, and so if you open one of those suckers and you were too close to somebody, you could stab them with your umbrella.
Okay, that is bad luck.
So then it just kind of, people were like, don't do it, you'll kill your brother, and we've just kept it going.
As the umbrellas have cheapened and...
And now it's not so bad. Although, I can't tell you how many times, like in a school line, somebody pops one of those things open, and you're like, oh, my eye!
Yes.
Other things not to put on the table.
Yeah.
Bellows, like fire bellows.
Yeah.
And babies.
I'm curious about the bellows. Like, maybe they're hot and they're going to burn a hole.
Well, or it's something to do with fire. Well, it wouldn't be clean. I think a lot of these come from, this isn't clean, shoes. Yeah. This isn't clean, the bellows. Don't put them up there. And the babies... If I had a nickel for every time I had a kid in like a baby carrier and just plopped them right in the middle of a table, clearly I'm just carrying bad luck all over the place.
I read that it is bad luck to jump over babies, which the Italians would disagree with. There's that little city in Italy that jumps over the babies for good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Sleeping in South Korea, sleeping in a closed room with a fan, the superstition is that it will kill you.
We had a fan running last night and the ceiling fan, and then Chris reaches over and turns on the air conditioner fan. We had three going last night. So I'm sorry. I'm killing the earth. And
that's a lot of noise.
It was. It's the air tunnel thing.
It is the air tunnel
thing. I do have a cold. I am snoring a little bit more than usual.
So he's trying to combat the sound.
Really bad luck, though. Wow.
Yeah. And the sleeping with the fan on, there was some thought that... Either one, you were going to asphyxiate and use up all your air, which they were like, no, or that you would get hypothermia and die because the fan is blowing directly on you. And there was a scientist who was like, no, that's not going to happen.
You're okay.
You're going to be fine.
That's
good news. Yeah, I would leave. Well, I have to leave the doors open because we have cats. And if you close the doors, they stand outside and act like they're dying. So.
Oh, yeah. Ours don't, they stand inside. They'll just suddenly appear from under the bed. You were sure you were cat free.
Oh, yeah. And you're like, where did you come from? They're like, boop. Well, see, there we go back to that cat magic, man.
Mm-hmm. I have a good luck one. Stepping in dog poop in France is not necessarily bad luck. If you're, I got to get this correct. If your right foot steps in the dog poop, it's probably okay. It's considered good luck. If your left foot, it's bad luck. But that could be, somebody hypothesized it's that whole French laissez-faire attitude, like, whatever, let it be, stay out of it, it's not your deal. People leaving dog poop. I'm like, I think that's a little bit too far an extension of the laissez-faire attitude.
Pick it up. Well, and if you're like Chaz, he is a magnet for dog poo.
Oh, no.
You...
And does he have heavily soled, heavily
hiking
shoes?
Boots, you know? Yeah. So he really gets it on in there. But he will walk out in the yard, go, there's a pile, and he'll look at all of us. Don't step in it, and then step in it. It's like he's just kind of put it, I don't know what happens, and he does it all the time. You'll hear him outside, and you'll be like, ah! And one of the kids is like, Dad stepped in the poop again.
It'd be nice if, do you remember those old keyboard covers that were sort of keyboard shaped?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that would like shoes.
Put those on his shoes.
He needs those little galoshes. Yeah.
But then, well, he has outside garden shoes and he's constantly, I mean, he can only wear them outside because they're just.
Foul.
Again, don't put them on the table because you'll kill everyone in the house.
You might.
Yeah.
Only the right shoe is good luck though. That's okay. He can step in it with that foot.
Okay. I'll just tell him to lead with his right foot.
Yep.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. In Rwanda, women are supposed to avoid eating goat meat because it will cause the growth of facial hair.
Oh.
But here's the funny thing. I read an article by an expat in Rwanda who said that many women, many Rwandan women there joke that the superstition was made up by men so they wouldn't have to share their goat meat.
Oh, weaselly.
No comment on men in Rwanda, not at all. In Egypt, opening scissors without cutting anything is super unlucky.
Really? Because so many children would be dead because a really good pair of scissors has that really nice snicking sound.
Yeah.
It's good. My mom's hair scissors and her good sewing scissors.
Oh, they are kind of nice and tight.
They have such good sounds. Yeah.
And then if you leave them open on the table, that's even worse. But then again, that's another safety issue.
Yes. This is like parents don't want you to get out of the bed in the middle of the night. They don't want you to bug them. So the boogeyman is under your bed.
Yeah. Go to bed. Go pee now.
Yeah.
Because once we turn off the light, you might die. I can't be held responsible for what might happen to you.
That's true. Tired moms made up 90% of these, didn't they?
All these kids.
Tired dads, too.
Well, you know, you need something to talk about when you go to therapy as an adult, really.
Right?
It's very important. True. Let's see. What else do I... Oh, sporty things. So I asked a fellow that I do Tai Chi with, I said, hey, do you have any superstitions that you can think of? And he immediately was, baseball, if you're winning, don't change your socks.
Yuck.
And a lot of the sport ones that I came across dealt with that sort of ritual of if you put on your uniform in a certain way, you're going to keep putting it on that way every single time.
Yeah. Left foot in first.
Yep. All those sorts of things. And if you're doing well, some guys don't. They showed a picture of a baseball guy who hasn't washed his hat. Well, it's a completely different color than the rest of the team. It's he's a pitcher, though, and he does really well. So they're like, let's just not look at his head.
yeah.
I know when I was in high school and on the volleyball team, I would sing the opening bars of Georgia on My Mind to myself. And I would bounce the volleyball 3 times before every serve. Yeah, it didn't.
1, 2, 3.
I don't think it actually did me any good at all. But do you have any, when you go work out, do you have the bicycle that you have to ride on? Or, you know, you have to have the right song, you know, all those rituals?
I do have a favorite bike. And there's a guy at the gym who looks like Clint Eastwood's brother. So I think of him as Keith Eastwood. And it's cool if Keith Eastwood is on my bike. Because he's good. I'm okay with Keith. But if anyone else is on that left bike, I'm not cool with it.
Yeah, see, it's your it's your sporty.
And when they moved the bikes, around at the Y, and I was not chill about the whole thing.
Did you find the one that was the one?
And I went and asked them why they had moved it. Could they move it back? And they had a good reason they moved it. And so I'm like, okay. Rue, my sister's here with us today, and she wants to know, what about my favorite locker? There are 3 favorite lockers at the gym, and that's more of a practicality than a, it's good luck not to have to stand too close to other naked people. I'm not naked in the gym, so it's not other. It's nice not to have to stand next to naked people, so it does, my knickers get in a twist if I cannot have one of my 3 favorite lockers.
Are they like on the end?
Yes. They are.
You don't want to be in the middle with the old lady who's just wildly inappropriate about not being dressed.
And I totally admit I'm a little bit conservative just because I grew up that way. And I'm like, it's cool. You're being naked. It's fine. Oh, but I can't watch. So the first locker right at the corner is my favorite. Also probably the most likely to be broken into, but so far so good.
No, because I got to go past it. If you're on the end.
True.
You know,
with one in the corner.
You're
in the
too
dark.
Exposed. You want to be in the in the back.
Yeah, that's true.
That sounds like I'm speaking from experience. I'm not.
No, we've never broken into gym lockers.
No, that would be bad. Okay, so let me tell you about Slate.com article that I saw about a scientist, Fletcher Bascom Dressler.
That's one person?
That's one guy.
Awesome.
With his nice big name. I didn't see if he was a doctor or not. That would be even more impressive, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I'll look that up. If I find that out, I'll put it on the website. But he was doing a study in 1907. He asked 875 of his students at Berkeley School of Education. Mm-hmm. These are all people preparing to become teachers. So it was mostly women.
Yeah.
And he wanted it to be mostly women. This kind of women are more superstitious than men, he felt, because, you know, we're the flightier sex. We're going to let that go.
Yeah.
But he wanted them to write out superstitions that they knew of and then rate them on a scale of no belief, partial belief, and full belief.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of their ones. I went through and I looked, and a lot of them were superstitions where only one person had written it.
Yeah.
But there were several that were multiple people. So if a girl can't build a good fire, her husband will be a lazy man. That was one of their superstitions.
Huh.
Finding a hairpin is a sign that you will soon get a letter. Clearly, they don't know me because I use bobby pins like a super freak, and they are all over my house, and it has not increased the number. No, it has not increased the number of letters that I receive. If you drop a dish rag, someone is coming hungry.
Oh, that there's a lot of towels and dish rags on the floor.
Well, and what was funny is that section was a lot of if you drop a dish rag, and it was multiple, like if you drop one, you'll break a dish. If you drop one, you won't sleep well. If you drop, it was just this whole thing around
the. A woman in full skirts, a kid drops the towel, and it's like that slow motion. She dives for it because whatever bad thing, she's flying across.
She's trying to stop it from happening.
Yeah, like a really great baseman sliding in.
Yep. If you carry a hoe, a rake, or a spade through the house, it will bring bad luck.
Yeah, because you're going to whack somebody in the head.
Well, yeah. Or there were other ones that were like, if you carry any of those through the house, someone's going to die.
But that's a little more serious than whacking them in the head.
Well, and then I was thinking of your 10-year-old running through the house with a rake. I mean, pitchfork.
Yeah,
I know. Aww. I have almost stabbed family members because you're carrying it and, you know, they're too close and you're like, whoa.
I've stabbed myself in the foot with a pitchfork, with a hay fork.
Ooh, that's not good. Bad. See, so maybe that's not a, you know, it's
that's
not
a practical one.
And then this was if you see a white horse and make a wish, your wish will come true.
Wow.
And then also one of the biggest responses was if you see a white horse, you will see a redheaded woman.
What if a white horse, if you see the white horse, but a black cat walks from left to right in front of you at the same time?
Everything's going to hell.
The apocalypse is nigh.
We're
say goodbye to your loved ones.
Yeah. And then they also had a couple about hay bales. Like if you were, say, on a wagon and you're going past a field and you see a hay bale, you could make a wish on the hay bale. And if you didn't look back and see that hay bale again, it would come true.
Excellent.
Yeah. It was a very strange.
Very like a 13-year-old girl wrote that one.
Yeah. But these were all. Well, but these were, they were writing ones that they had heard and then believed. And what was kind of funny is a lot of them, not a lot of people were like, here's one I heard, but I don't believe it at all.
Yeah.
It was, here's one I've heard, maybe. Or
I'll probably do it because.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And the whole partial belief, he was very firm that a partial belief was still a yes.
I kind of agree, because if you're admitting that you have partial belief, you probably do throw that salt over your shoulder every time.
You're definitely knocking on someone. I mean, I even have in my car, Zoe found for me this piece of bark that came off a tree, but it looks like a bird. And it sits in the car. And we have it there, one, because it's cute, but also it's the knock on wood bird. You know,
in the car.
You're like, say something, tap, tap.
Now you know you can just touch him. You don't have to knock on it.
That's true. I could just
knocking
touch the
bird. Knocking might be kind of jarring.
I know. I'm always a little concerned. I'm like, you have to knock very gently because it's just this thin piece of bark. And I can't even imagine how horrible it would be if you snapped the bird in half. The world might end.
Yeah. It's like breaking 10 mirrors or something.
Yeah. If there's a giant earthquake in Seattle, it's because I broke the little bird in half.
Trace Kerr is the reason that California is going to fall off.
It's all about me. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very interesting, the cultural nature of some of these. I looked up, I found one that said knitting outside can prolong winter. And that is an Icelandic superstition. And so I clicked through that one too. I'm like, oh, that's fun. There is an entire list of superstitions that are sort of related in Iceland. And they are a heavily weather-oriented people. And it must be inclement there a lot of the time. I have almost an entire page. If sheep gnash their teeth during roundup in the autumn, the winter will be hard. If sheep gnash their teeth somewhere else, it presages a very bad winter. So pretty much if your teeth, I'm imagining all these sheep with retainers. No, please don't gnash. If the first calf born during the winter is white, the winter will be a bad one. The first snows of winter are called winter calves. That's actually kind of a fun fact.
Oh, I like that.
If somebody throws away a dead mouse, the wind will soon start to blow from that direction. What do you do if you don't throw the mouse away?
What do you do with your mouse?
Yeah.
Do you give it to the cat?
Maybe. That's probably also bad
luck. Can you just imagine some lady, she's standing out in the yard and she's like, well, now what do I do with this thing? I'm like, well, let's see. through the ocean towards the, it's all ocean. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's too much responsibility.
If cows lick a tree, you can expect rain. The Icelandic people have a reason for every weather phenomenon any day of the week. Oh, it started raining. That cow over there clearly has licked a tree. Good hay drying weather can be expected if a falcon or a merlin sit on a haystack in the field.
Oh.
If your head itches, you can expect wet weather. If someone drops a knife while cleaning the fish and the knife points to the sea, that presages good fishing when you next go to sea. That's a good one.
That's so a good like, one.
Yeah. If something is spilt, a drunken man will soon visit. If you sneeze 3 times before breakfast on Sunday, you will gain something that week. That's fun.
That's oddly specific.
Yeah.
Why 3 times and why on Sunday?
I don't know. If you see 9 cows in a shed with a gray bull next to the door and all of them lie on the same side, you are in luck because you will be granted 1 wish.
Wow.
That's like a really high score in Pass the
Pigs.
That
is super big, right? That's like boss fight level. Wow, luck.
Yeah. So the Icelandic people, I didn't even read you all of them because I figured we should move on. But
you could put them on the website.
I will. They are there. Pregnant women should give in to their cravings.
Amen.
If they're craving fish and don't eat it, they'll end up having a baby with a fish head. That's the Canadians. Oh my God. Thank you, Canada.
Just stick to maple syrup, guys. Calm down.
Don't walk under a ladder. That one was interesting because the ladder in medieval times symbolized the gallows. So do not walk under. Don't tempt fate by walking under the gallows is basically what they're saying.
Oh, and I had more on that ladder thing.
Yeah.
According to the book Panotti's Extraordinary Origins of Everyday Things, in England and France in the 1600s, criminals were forced to walk under a ladder on their way to the gallows.
Wow.
And the executioner was called the groom of the ladder, and he, presumably, walked around it.
Full moons are commonly associated with chaos, and I never believed that until I worked in a school and in a women's shelter, and it does feel, whether it's one of those...
causation or, yeah.
It totally might be that we are more wound up and we're like, oh, see, weird thing happened. But we had a kid barf on a lunch basket and it was not a full moon last week. That was really weird. Might have been a full moon. I don't know. Now I'm going to have to go back and look.
I don't think
weird things happen in places.
And... it does seem like, I agree with you that that's supposedly completely not true. Although maybe there's something about barometric pressure and gravity and tides and all that kind of stuff. But it did seem like you'd have a day where you're like, God, it is absolutely bananas in here.
Yeah.
And then full moon.
Yep. And then it's over.
Hmm.
Eat 12 grapes on New Year's Eve. That's a Spanish thing. And I've seen that. I think you see that on the Food Network and places like that sometimes. And you watch a guy try to, and I think you have to do it in 1 minute. You have to try to watch a guy eat 12 grapes in 1 minute. And it's, or like in the, maybe it's the stroking of the 12. You have to do it before the 12 have finished chiming. And that is a brisk trot to get those grapes down.
So you're either going to be lucky or choke to death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, before we go, I want to talk about wishing on shooting stars.
Oh, that's better than flesh eating.
I think that's much better. So yeah. Ptolemy was a Greek astronomer, and there was a thought that shooting stars happened when the gods would peek down at people. They would knock a star out of the way, and it would fall. So
that's nice.
It was lucky if you saw a falling star, because that meant the gods were looking down on you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's great.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, whatever your superstition is, please come visit us at brainjunkpodcast.com. We'll have pictures and more notes for you.
Unless our children step on a crack and break our backs.
Oh, that would be bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For this and other wonderful episodes, look for Brain Junk wherever you find your podcasts. And please don't forget to like and subscribe.
We tweet at My Brain Junk, and you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Brain Junk Podcast. Drop us a line at brainjunkpodcast@gmail.com with your questions and episode ideas. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.